Penguin Random House Audio presents Being Nixon, A Man Divided by Evan Thomas, read for you by Bob Walter. Introduction. The Fatalistic Optimist. Richard Nixon loved the movies. His favorite, contrary to myth, was not Patton, the 1970 biopic of the bellicose, war-loving American general George S. Patton. It was Around the World in 80 Days, the whimsical, lighthearted 1956 film based on a Jules Verne novel about a 19th-century British gentleman and his valet who circumnavigate the world on a bet. "Watch, here comes the elephant," Nixon would exclaim, bouncing in his chair at his favorite scene. He sat for over 500 movies at Camp David and in the White House Theater during his 5.5 years as president, and the eager moviegoer depicted by his daughter Julie bore no resemblance to the brooding Rex more commonly imagined. "No matter how terrible the first reel is, he always thinks it will get better," Julie told William Sapphire when he was working as a presidential speechwriter. "Give it a chance," he'll say. "Oh, we sat through some real lemons. Bibi Rebozo would fall asleep. Mother and Tricia would tiptoe out, but Daddy would stick with it. Wait," he'd say. "Wait. It'll get better." Nixon wanted to be upbeat, to be an optimist. He often tried to, as he put it, buck up his followers and his family. Late at night, sitting alone in his executive office building hideaway, or the Lincoln sitting room in the White House, or his lodge at Camp David, he would take out his yellow legal pad and begin making notes about the leader and person he wished to be.